The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Polls show a majority of Americans, white and black, feel uncomfortable even talking about race. But a group in Chattanooga is doing just that on a regular basis over dessert.
I grew up in a very white neighborhood.
We are segregated by every facet of our lives.
They didn't want to have anything to do with me. She married a black man.
More after this from Charlie. Sometimes you'll go to a dinner party and find there's nothing to talk about. CBS's Elaine Cajano found that that is not a problem with a dinner gathering called Chattanooga Connected, where the topic is always race.
Blacks don't trust white people, by and large.
I didn't have any black friends. I mean, never had them in our home, never been in their home.
Does it ever get uncomfortable, these discussions here?
It's liberating, because it was so freeing for the first time in my life to have a black man tell me what it really felt like to be walking around in a grocery store, a mini mart, and had the owner of the mini mart following him around down, up and down the aisles because he didn't trust him.
Chattanooga Connected began with 75-year-old Franklin McCauley, who comes from a long-established white family in Chattanooga and was raised to believe that blacks should know their place.
I've used the N-word. They were less. They lived in less homes. They said, sir, to me as a young man.
And then one day, in college, he happened to strike up a conversation with a student from a nearby black school who pointed out that his uncles fought in World War II against a racist tyrant, only to come home and find that nothing had changed for them.
He said, you know where we eat lunch? We get on a bus and we ride 2 miles out of town to eat lunch because none of the stores we shop in will let us eat.
Chattanooga Connected now involves about 300 people, and McCauley knows what needs to happen next.
It's got to go other places.
And if you want to try it, you can download the toolkit at ChattanoogaConnected.com. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.